James, why didn't petition you said now here in the porch first? Why don't you unlock the door and open up the store?
Because I ain't got no key, that's why.
Ain't got no key? What'd you do, lose it?
No. I forgot and left it inside the store when we started for the football celebration yesterday.
Oh, land of Goshen. You're the forgettingest fella ever seen in all my born days, leaving your key inside the store. What's your head for?
How's that?
I say, what's your head for?
To keep my car from slipping off.
Oh, I don't mean like that. I mean, why didn't you use your head to get into the store?
Because it's too big to fit in the keyhole.
Yeah, but dagnabbit. Why didn't you open the back windows instead of sitting here waiting for me?
Well, if you'd have showed up on time, I wouldn't have had to wait.
Yeah.
Besides, it's been quite comfortable sitting here in the sun.
Yeah.
What you been doing all morning, anyhow? Over to Parkins Drugstore, I suppose, shooting off your mouth, as usual.
Well, I just wasn't over to Parkins Drugstore shooting off my mouth.
Well, then, where was you shooting it off? At the post office?
Yes. No, I wasn't. I was at the post office, but I wasn't shooting off my mouth. I just stopped in to pick up the Corn Center Gazette.
Say, what's it say about the big game?
Oh, see, that's right.
You ought to have some article of printing about it in there.
Yeah, there ought to be something about the game. Let's see here. The thing opened up. Well, I'll be swift.
What's the matter?
Why? Why, you know that millionaire fella that come all the way out here from New Orleans to see the game?
Yes. You mean the Mr. McCarr?
Yes. He's gone.
Gone where?
He don't know. Listen to this. Says, millionaire flees in high-powered car.
Well, that's all right. A millionaire flea can afford a high-powered car.
Oh, it don't mean the millionaire flea. It means Mr. McCarr. They call him a millionaire because he's got a million.
A million cars?
No, of course not.
Oh, you mean a million fleas?
Yes, a million... No, $1 million, Ab. Now keep still and listen to this, will you? Says, Mr. P.H. McCarr, Sugar King, who has been visiting here for the purpose of witnessing the football game between Squidsville and the Academy, disappeared yesterday between halves.
Disappeared between halves of what?
Between halves the game, halves the game.
All right, well, go ahead and read the story.
He says, Mr. McCarr attended the game with friends. After the first half, he excused himself, saying that he was going to drive into Corn Center and be back before the next half started. He stated that he had a horse throat.
Had a what?
A horse throat. And
maybe he was going in to get the rest of the horse.
Oh, he wasn't. He just had a frog in his throat.
Leaves his car and the frog and stuff. Yes. He certainly must have been fond of animals.
Yes, well, just never mind about the animals. Let's see him. Oh, yes. Said, and wanted to get some cough drops. He did not return, and at midnight last night was still missing. Sheriff Plum is of the opinion that McCarr is the victim of foul play. Think of that.
I'm thinking of it. Go ahead. What else is it?
The day before yesterday, Mr. McCarr discharged his chauffeur, Frank Smithers, when he learned that the latter had a criminal record and was wanted in San Francisco for a hold-up job.
How much do you suppose they're willing to pay?
Pay for what?
That hold-up job. If they can't get Smithers to do it, I might take a crack at it myself.
Oh, you darn fool. Smithers already done it. That means the police is after him. That's he says, after being discharged, Smithers continued to remain in this vicinity and was reported to be staying in the place called Williams Inn. But by the time Sheriff Plum found the resort, he was out.
Found what?
Found Williams Inn.
But I thought he was looking for Smithers.
Oh, he was. He was. That's the resort, Sheriff Plum figured he'd find Smithers in.
I reckon you mean Williams Inn.
I mean, find Smithers in. Smithers in.
All right, all right. Then he's in.
But consarn if he ain't. He's out.
Yeah, you're crazy. You just got through saying he's in.
I said Williams in. Williams in.
Williams in and Smithers out?
No, dang it, no.
Smithers in and Williams out.
No, you darn fool.
Well, who is in? Who is in?
Nobody's in. Nobody's in.
Well, then, what do you keep saying someone's in first?
I ain't saying someone's in. You're just all mixed up. That's all wrong with you. That's all. Get it out of your head that someone's in.
All right.
What I said was William's Inn.
Ah, sure. Give me the key to the store and I'll open up. Sitting around there talking good.
Now, just hold your horses, will you? Just hold him. I'll give you the key when I finish reading this.
Well, never mind that dad darn fool thing anyhow. Let's see what it says about the game.
Oh, yes.
That's what I want to hear more about than anything anyway.
Let's see. Don't seem to say nothing.
Yeah, there must be an article.
Yes, here it is, Eb. It says, Academy Trim Squidville 6-0.
Yes, go on, read more.
Yes, yes. The Academy mascot proved too much for the Squidville aggregation in yesterday's hard-fought game. Yes, although playing against a superior team, the Academy was able to hold their opponents at bay until the last quarter. Then Hector Smith appeared on the field and released the Academy mascot, a skunk.
Go ahead.
In the ensuing excitement, Smith carried the ball almost half the length of the field for touchdown for the Academy. Squidgeville is protesting the game, but the Academy has come back with a counter accusation of professionalism on the part of Squidgeville. In fact, the whole situation smells to high heavens.
I bet it does at that.
Yes. According to the Academy's claim, Jones, right halfback for Squidgeville, is a professional player named Newcomer, and...
What's the matter? What's the matter?
Look out. Get out of my way. Oh, where's that key?
Hey, what in tarnation's the matter with you? What are you doing there?
Oh, that feller we got locked in the back room. Oh, Lang, Goshen, I forgot all about him. He'll have us put in jail for this.
Well, now, dagnabbit, keep your shirt on. I'll fix this up. You just leave this all to me, Jim.
Yes, but if that feller Jones and the Squidgeville team was newcomer, Eb, who have we got locked in the back room?
Well, I don't know. But you just leave it all to me. I'll fix it, Zeb. Don't you worry none about it. Go ahead and unlock the door.
Oh, I'm shaking like an aspirin. You unlock it, Eb.
Well, give me the key. Give me the key.
There.
Come
on, open it up.
Here.
Come on, hurry it up.
All right, there you be. Come on in.
Oh,
say.
He's a hollering. Just a second, mister. Just a second.
We're coming.
I'll kill someone. Open the door. Now, wait, mister, wait. Let us explain it first. You see?
Where did I get my hands on you? I'll kill you, boy.
Yes, but now listen, please. It was a mistake.
Open the door.
Sounds kind of like these doors, Eb.
Yes.
Let me in, I'm a prisoner.
It's the millionaire. It's Mr. McCarr.
Mr. McCarr?
Yes, and they say he killed a feller in a duel once. He's a regular fire eater.
Well, let's get him some fire. Maybe he's hungry.
Hector, look out, Hector, don't you hear that door, he'll kill you.
Yes, but you can't keep a man shut up here. Get away.
Look out, Hector, don't open it, don't.
Why, it's Mr. McCarr.
Smith, thank heaven you rescued me.
Quick, tell me
before I kill those two ruffians here. Who won the game?
Oh, gosh, have you heard? We did, the Academy. You see, I made the only touchdown.
You made a touchdown?
Yes.
My boy. Why, come with me. Come with me, my boy. I'll settle with these varmints later.
Yes, but...
Not a word. I'm going to reward you. Come with me. I'm going to reward you.
Eb, I think I'm going to faint or something.
Shucks. You're all right. I told you I'd fix it, didn't I?